most important play of your life, your enshrinement in the Pro Football Hall of Fame.
Plunkett giving to Allen, sending him wide left. He has to reverse his field, but he gets away for a moment. Comes back up the middle of 30, 35, 40. Breaks past 2 minutes to 50. Oh, Toledo! Touchdown, Raiders!
I love football. It's my DNA. Words do not measure the profound feeling I have at this moment. I'd like to thank Mr. Al Davis for drafting me and Coach Tom Flores for putting his faith and trust in a rookie.
Plunkett gives it to Allen, to the 10, the 5. He darts into the end zone. Touchdown, Raiders!
No great deed is done alone, guys. And through your contributions, I'm up here, and I thank you for all that. I was so privileged and lucky to play this incredible game with so many incredible people. Thank you very much.
We honor Raider Hall of Famer Marcus Allen, who was the MVP of Super Bowl 18, in large part because of Jim Plunkett's great pulling technique. You're a pulling quarterback there, James.
Oh, you do what you have to do to help win football games. One of the best players I've ever been around at running back. He could do it all, catch the ball, block, and certainly run, as you well witnessed in that Super Bowl 18. But just a joy to play with him.
As Bill King said, running with the night. And running backs are going to be on display this Sunday, Jim, as Maurice Jones-Drew will play against the Raiders for the very first time in Oakland. We did see him, though, in Jacksonville back in 2010, and it was Darren McFadden who had a Marcus Allen-type performance, Jim. Arguably his best game ever in the NFL, 209 total yards, and he scored 3 touchdowns.
Yeah, he was very big in that game, and that's the kind of game you can expect from Darren McFadden, give him a little room to run, catch the ball out of the backfield. He can do it all, and you know, hopefully that'll be the case this Sunday against the Jaguars.
Maurice Jones-Drew is coming back home. He grew up a Raider fan up in Antioch, played for the great coach Bob Latissore in De La Salle High School, didn't lose a game throughout his high school career, and twice won the state title, Jim. He held out throughout all of training camp, but right away when he came back, he became the featured guy. He accounts for 41% of the Jacksonville offense. So if you tackle number 32, can you beat this team on Sunday?
I think so. I think that's the strength of their offense. They're not throwing the ball very effectively, and I think if we can shut down or slow down Maurice Jones-Drew, the Raiders have a much better chance to win this football game.
He's a tough guy to get to. He's a little guy. He has massive legs and thighs. He's tough to tackle, just 5'7", so the Raiders are going to have to crowd him. Give me a word about the young quarterback, Blaine Gabbert, who was at an up-and-down first season and a quarter in the NFL.
Well, I think he's struggling a little bit, but he's making progress, according to his coach, Malarkey. And one thing about young players in particular, you don't know what they're going to come up with because you don't really have a big, long book on them. So be prepared for just about anything.
The Jags rank last in total offense, and over on the other side of the ball, Jim, they rank 29th in total defense, and they are 30th out of 32 teams in stopping the run. That's going to be my key to the Raider victory on Sunday. They started to show more progress in the running game last Sunday in Atlanta with nearly 150 yards. Jim, they got to run the football, get the lead, and make Blaine Gabbert play from behind on Sunday.
I think so. I think that would be a key. That was my key, actually, but you can have it. But anyway, but you're right. You know, slow them down, make Gabbert win the ball game for them, and I think they're going to be a little bit of trouble.
All right, you can have that key. My key is score more points than the Jacksonville Jaguars, Jim. I don't care how they do it. Just get maybe a half a point more. Because if the Raiders win this game, I know they're 1-4, but because of the comeback win by Denver and San Diego on Monday night, they're 3-3, and they both have byes this week. Believe it or not, if the Raiders win this football game, they're only going to be one game out of first place in the AFC West.
Yeah, they certainly could be. That would be really a great comeback after a 1-4 start. But the AFC West, leading San Diego and Denver at 3-3, win this game, one game behind the leaders.
And the Raiders have a schedule coming up. You got Jacksonville at Kansas City next Sunday, and then after that, home for Tampa Bay. Right. The Raiders would very much like to get at the midway point of the season at 4-4, Jim, but it all starts with beating the Jacksonville Jags on
Sunday.
You're
right. You don't look ahead. You concentrate on the Jaguars, and whatever happens after that happens, but right now it's come Sunday, beat the Jaguars.
All right, and the Raiders are going to be gone for the Halloween holiday as they're going to play in Kansas City coming up on Halloween weekend, not back home until early November against Tampa Bay. So if you're coming to the game early on Sunday, as always, bring out out the little ones and be sure to check out the Rookie Zone and enter your kid in the 7th annual Raiders Halloween costume contest that'll go on early in the day between 11:25 and 1 o'clock, and kickoff will be at 1:25. Many thanks to Andre Carter and Jeanette Thompson for their conversation this week, and Raider head coach Dennis Allen for his weekly conversation with Jim Plunkett. Join us next week as we get you ready for the Raiders and their annual trek to Kansas City and Arrowhead Stadium to take on the Kansas City Chiefs. I think you're ready. Enjoy it on Sunday. Darren McFadden up against Maurice Jones-Drew and the Jacksonville Jaguars.
This has been a presentation on the Team of the Decades, presented by Silverman Black Productions.